Everybody, Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you. Glad to have you with us tonight on WWCR, Around the World with the Shortwave Message of the Hour. You don't want to miss tonight's beginning of a new series, The Ages Past, Present, and Future. We're going to talk about those times of the past, then the present age, and then the age to come. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't already know it, we're living in perilous times, times of the ages that was prophesied in the past ages. To prove that, let me give you a scripture here in the book of Ephesians, where we're going to take our text with four scriptures right out of the New Testament, three of them in the book of Ephesians and one in Colossians, and we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. Unto him be glory in the ecclesia, that's the body, by the Messiah, Yahushua, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Let me repeat that. Ephesians 3:21, unto him be glory in the body of the Messiah, Yahushua, throughout all ages. That just took past age, past ages, present age, and the future ages. That incorporated them all in Ephesians chapter 3:24. Now listen to this one. This is the one in the past, Ephesians 3 and 5, which in other ages, you got that now? I want you to remember that, which in other ages, the Bible talks about exclusively, in the Bible it's written about other ages. Did you know that man's way of counting and reckoning time is like very brief? You know, history, we can only manage to keep 5,000 or 6,000 years of history correct. And then we don't really know beyond the ages of 5,000 or 6,000 years. They say, well, they can go back 5,000 years of recorded history. What about the ages before 5,000 years ago? Or is the earth in the timeline? Is the Adamic race, according to the Bible, beginning in Genesis, was that the first age? And the question begs an answer. Well, before we end this three-part series on the Rock of Ages, we're going to show you who he is, who's in control, and who directs the ages past, the age present, and the age futures that are to come. World without end. The righteous shall inherit the earth. Well, what about all of those that were here? If you really believe that we're older, the earth is older than 5,000 years, let's say, approximately, give or take a few, and that Adam was a recent introduction, which I believe that we'll be able to prove in this 3-hour expose of the ages. We want to get into the express revelation of truth that we never were alone, we're not our own keeper, and we never will be. That somebody, somewhere, intelligent beings, both good and bad, have interfered, have intervened, have purposely come down among us to, at times, bring the ages of the past back up to a flow or to replenish that in the past that has already been here. Bible says expressively, listen to the scripture, there is nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. In the ages to come, that he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace, kindness toward us through the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body. He was in the world, the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. But to the revelators, the seekers, the hungry, the poor in spirit, not those that's rich, bellies their gods, tradition their gods, seem right way their god, the pagan idolater gods of the past, where we have erred greatly by going after other gods, by substituting the real name for false names. How true it is that full well Yahweh Shua spoke about us. Full well you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep your own tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in perilous times. We're in the times of trouble. Most people are concerned about the end of the world. They think that we're going to all blow up and explode and drop and blow away. And basically, truthfully, that's true. Because Satan's attempt, or Satan's mission, let me give you Satan's mission in a three-part expose of the three ages, past, present, and future. Each age, he has intervened, he has monkeyed with, if you will, pardon that expression. He's thrown the monkey wrench into the operational gears of righteousness. He's perverted the minds of man. He's brought in ignorance, fear, and superstition, and jealousy, and hatred, and variance, and everything that would say evil. The 17 works of the flesh of the book of Galatians chapter 5 is expressed in the working of Satan. Where Satan is, there's ever evil work. When you would do good, evil is always present there to oppose you in this world. So therefore, you must be able to discern between good and bad. Now, let me give you Colossians 1:26. In revealing the mystery which has been hid from ages. Let me repeat that. Colossians 1:26. Now, do you get the message here? We done established the fact in Ephesians 2 and 7 that the ages to come are future tense. The ages past was past tense, and the future age is the one that we now live in. And so there's three ages, and there is a threefold mission of Satan. Kill, steal, and destroy in all those ages. Let me repeat that. Even the mystery which has been hid. Satan come in to get the glory. He's the god of this world, and he's got most Christians, and I hate to say this, oh, it just rips my heart out to have to tell you the truth. I'd rather lie to you. I'd rather tickle your ears. I'd rather agree with you that I might have more fellowship and more provisions that lying to you or deceiving you or tickling your ears would provide for me, but I must preach the gospel, and woe to me if I fail to preach the gospel after knowing the truth, if I fail to declare the whole truth. So help me Yahweh. Even the mystery which has been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints who love the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you got a hunger. You got a thirst? That plate has to go back from your table. That belly that has been your God to live off of the things of the world. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Now, this is the true word, the living word, the word that cuts to the bone, the one that separates the joint and the marrow, the one that separates you from mother, daddy, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, husband, wife, or children, or even your own life. The mystery which had been hid from all ages and from all generations and from that which is now made manifest. Father, I have manifested your name unto the men you gave me out of the world. Satan brought a false name. Yahweh brought the true name. They rejected the true name for the false name, and all of the Christian world wander after a false name in this present age, as they did in ages past. Always quick to do evil and slow to do good. Slow bellies. Loving pleasure more than loving Yahweh. Loving a form, loving a fashion, loving a traditional way rather than loving the hardness of the truth. It takes a man to believe the truth. It takes a woman like Ruth or like Abigail or like Bathsheba to stand by her man. And for a man to proclaim by standing by the wife, which is a representation of husbands love your wife, even as Yahweh loved his church and gave his body for it, liken unto yourself to be in that frame of mind. That nothing, neither flesh, neither bondage, nor freedom, or liberty, or imprisonment, or money, or power, or angels from above or from below will be able to separate you from the love of this truth. Man, you got to be committed. Throughout all the ages, you must prove yourself worthy of hearing him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been a worker. You've been a watcher on the wall. You've been a trumpet blower. Sound the alarm in Mount Zion in the days when perilous times shall come." That's the time for you to stand up and get the job done. When the going gets tough, only the tough will get going. When the mission is the greatest is when great men will rise from the bottom of their bootstraps and grow up to be men of action, men of faith. Men of like passion, like Elijah was, who went up on Mount Carmel to encounter the prophets of Baal, who had deceived, corrupted, and adulterized the house of Israel to turn away from the great, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, most holy, and all-powerful name of Yahweh into a form and a fashion of Lord and God. Oh, how those two names have deceived the very elect. His name is not Lord. It certainly ain't God. There's many of both. Let me repeat that. His name is not Lord. His name is not God. There's many of both. He don't have a Greek Latin name. Ladies and gentlemen, his name, the only one he's got, the only one he ever will have. And when those preachers say he had many names, I say to them, liars, cheats, idolaters, sorcerers, and whoredom makers. Ah, that beautiful woman of Revelation 17, the great whore that corrupted earth and brought in a false name. It tried to erase the memory of the true name of Yahweh. Full well, he said to these prophets of their own vision and their own dreams, who prophesy a deceitful message to the people in the name of another God or another Lord, which there are many lords and many gods, but to us there's but one Father. And his name is magnanimous. He don't have many, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a creature God. He's a Father God. And the whole family of Ephesians 4:15 is in that name. The whole family in heaven and earth is in that name. And all ages will be reaped and looked at and judged for the deeds that each generation and each age has done in its body. You're going to give an account. You're going to stand before him. And you know what's going to happen in that day? It already tells you in the prophetic word of this age. And oh, how I've heard this. Well, now, Pastor Buddy, now the Lord loves you. Glory to God. Pentecostals talking in some kind of a gibberish, saying they've got the Holy Ghost. When you bring the truth and they throw you out of the Pentecostal movement for preaching the revelation of truth and they claim they got the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's a holy demon. Holy took them over by the power of deception and adultery and idolatry and whoredom and witchcraft and sorcery. According to Revelations 22:12 through 16. You better get the message that I'm giving you tonight, that in the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 4, if you're going to enter into the holy city, you're going to have the name of the Father in your forehead. And he ain't got many names. It don't say, and the Father's names were in their forehead. Lying, cheating, stealing, killing, raping, murdering, whoredom, prophets of Baal. Using false names or appropriate names that sound right, seem right. But ain't right. From such turn away. Oh, they're big prophets, Pastor Buddy. You know, glory to God, they can fill up a stadium singing in that glorious, wonderful name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I just wish for your sake. I know that I'm going to be hated of all people for Yahweh's sake. Because it says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 10. Anybody wants to debate me on this name issue ought to step up to the plate and call me up. I give my number out freely. If you're free, white, and 21, you want to debate this issue, you bring it on. You just jump right in the ring here. And we'll see what David can do with the giant of Goliath of tradition and a name you can't prove versus a name that was rejected. Isn't it wonderful that here I am preaching a rejected name instead of an accepted name? And here the world is preaching an accepted name and denying the rejected name. Now, let me ask you a fair question in this age, because we're fixing to get in the ages to come. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace, scratch off the G, and his kindness toward us through the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body, in the world made by him. And a world knew him not, came to his own received him not. He didn't come in a Greek, Latin, Jesus name. You lying scumbags, you prophets of Baal, you prophets of your own deceit, the prophets of your own vision that tickle the ears. Oh yeah, I know it's a popular doctrine. I know I'd have more friends if I was to preach that name that was put in there rather than preaching the name that was taken out. My God, how long will people lay in deceptive mode with the whore? You say, well, Pastor Benny, there ain't no whore. Well, Revelation 17 talked about a great whore. And she had a false name. She didn't have the name of truth. She didn't have the Father's name in her forehead. She had a name of blasphemy. I said a name of blasphemy, Revelation 13 and 1. Well, in Revelation 14:1, those who were capable of making the first resurrection had the Father's name in their forehead. Well, he's coming back after a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied his name, and his name ain't changed from the foundation. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and always will be the great I am, the causative verb to be, the Hayah, Elyah, Hayah. Oh my, how anointed my spirit is tonight. I feel the great Shekinah of Almighty Yahweh coming up and coming down as a flame of fire. He said, I'll make my ministers a flame of fire, fully aware, fully educated. I don't have to guess about what you can read. I don't have to guess about the history books you can dig up. I've been there. I've done that. I've done my time. I paid my fine to the Father. I'm a prisoner. I've never tried to escape from him. And the more I learn, the more I come out of the world. The more truth I get, the less I believe a lie. The Bible said they would believe a lie, because the Bible said they would love a lie. They'd love the sorcerers. They'd love the deceivers. They would love the accepted name, and they would hate the rejected name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you better choose this day who you're going to serve. Man, do I ever feel the anointing of Almighty Yahweh, that in other ages it was not known unto the sons of men, but now it's revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the holy Shekinah of Ephesians 3 and 5. Even the mystery which has been hid from the ages and from the generations, but is now made manifest to his saints. You better get in that name, or you're going to stand before him and say, "Well, now, Lord, how have I done many wonderful works in your name?" You say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, shouldn't make a fun." Well, Elijah did. When these people were calling on Baal, B-A-A-L-L-O-R-D, look it up in the Strong's to see what it refers you to. And nothing has changed, ladies and gentlemen. The deception of the prophets of Baal has just changed through the ages to keep up with the deception. "For well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh." What did he say to do? "To repent and be baptized in the Father's name." Well, what's the Father's name? "Well, now, thou Pastor Buddy, glory to God." You see why they can't debate me? They don't have an answer. You see why they won't come on the shepherd's call and say, "Pastor Buddy, I know what the Father's name is. It's Jehovah." Lying scumbags. My heavens, how deceitful is that name, when every scholar that knows anything about the languages and is worth his salt and done his homework will tell you that the name of Jehovah, it's in a lot of the front of your Bibles, by the way, try the Rotterdam for one, and I could mention others, too numerous to mention here, but do your homework. I can't do your homework for you. I can't study for you. I can preach it, and then you've got to believe it, and then you've got to walk the walk. But one of these days, you're going to have to answer to him and talk the talk. If you don't have the name of the Father emblazed in Revelation in your forehead, if you don't know who he is, he certainly won't know you. If you ain't loved him here, you ain't going to love him there. If you ain't served him here, you ain't going to serve him there. If you ain't obeyed him here, you ain't going to obey him up there. You're going to hear him say, "Depart from me, you workers." Listen now, they said, "We've done many good works." He said, "You iniquitors, you sorcerers, you liars, you lovers of lie, you whoredom seekers, laying in bed with a whore because they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of Yahweh." Hallelujah. You know what I just said? Praise be to Yahweh. You see, the Jesus people can't say that. But every once in a while, they'll get carried away and say, "Hallelujah." You know what they just said? They distinctively told you that they're confused in their mind. They got two gods, and you can't serve two masters. You'll either love one, cling to the other, or you will deny one and go to the other one. How long will you be halted between two opinions? The 1 Kings 18 revelations of the hill at Carmel, where Elijah said, "How long will you stupid, ignorant, miserable, unholy, unthankful Israelites be carried away with this rotten, adulterous, sorceried name of Baal?" And honey, the far fail when he called on the true name. These Baal prophets call on the false names that they're in. Ain't nothing changed, ladies and gentlemen. It's showdown at Carmel. The hill of Carmel will run with the blood of the wicked, and the deceived will fall on their face and say, "Hide us." Not from the faces, not from the many names. Don't hide me from Yahweh. Yahweh, search me out and know my heart. My, at the times that I push my plate back and refuse to eat any pleasant food or drink any pleasant beverage. The days that I've laid in the caves of East Tennessee on my face. Couldn't sleep at night for the hunger pains gnawing at my belly. My weight melted away till I could stagger when I walked because I was weak. You say, "You're boasting, Pastor Buddy?" No, I'm sorry I had to do that. I was so carnal. and so filthy and so adulterous, not knowing the truth. But I had such a deep underlying hunger for righteousness that I prayed. The more I seen the world and Christianity, the more deceit and deception that I encountered. I knew men were preaching for filthy lucre and deceiving the masses of people when they invite them down to the altar and just told them to love the Lord and go to the church of your choice. Man, what an ear-tickling message. When you tell them the real truth and the real name and what they must do to be saved, they'll throw rocks at you, just like the unbelieving Canaanite Jews did to the true apostolic brothers that was preaching not the pagan name of Jesus, but the real name of Yahweh. You mockers, you unjust, you unholy, you filthy, you adulterers, you sorcerers and lovers of lies. For filthy lucre's sake, you've sold out your own soul, and the blood of them that you've deceived will be upon your head at judgment day, when you'll hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. In the ages to come, he might show. In other ages, he's done showed unto him the glory in the church throughout all the ages. Even the mystery which has been hid from the ages, now being revealed in the last days by prophets who are bold and brave and flames of fire, taking no prisoners and not selling out for filthy lucre. See, I ain't got no friends. You can't buy me. I've had millionaires try to do that and to buy my ministry and change my walk. I've laid too long in the caves and the hills of East Tennessee. I followed the broom tails up here and plowed the pasture fields. I've cut the hay off the hay fields here and sweat running down my brow. I've worked honest for my living. I'm a poor Tennessee preacher, just barely getting by, but getting by. And I know one day I'm laying up a fortune that'll never perish. I don't seek the thing below. I seek that which is coming from above. And I'm not only ready to suffer, I'm ready to die for the great, magnanimous, magnificent, most holy, glorious, all-powerful, wonderful, joy unspeakable and full of glory, the great, magnanimous name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Man, I feel the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful time it is in this age to praise him. What a wonderful day it is to know him. In the ages past, he winked at your ignorance, but now he's calling on you to repent. When you repent, you got to have that name. You got to be sealed in the water covenant, water baptism for the remission of sin. Oh, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, Shunda, hallelujah. I got the Holy Ghost and I don't need to be baptized. God gave me the Holy Ghost a long time ago, glory to God, Shunda. Let me tell you something. It's all right for you to claim the Holy Ghost. But if you can't love his truth and his name and his word and his prophets that teach it, if you want to monkey around with the world and love the world and things of the world, just because there's a big crowd over there and you want to be seen, heard, and you swing on the rafters, I've swung with the best of them. I've been in crusades where there's thousands of people, and most of them laying on the floor, kicking and screaming and slobbering in the mouth. Does that mean that it was all right? No. Bodily exercise profits little, but truth will endure forever. A lie's for a moment. Truth comes to overcome the lie. I'm telling you, they're telling more lies to cover up the truth than they are preaching truth to uncover the lies. Well, I'm of the latter. I want to preach the truth and cover every falsehood and everything. I don't care how big your ministry is or how little it is. Yahweh will judge you in the end time when you'll have to stand before him and you'll have to acknowledge his name was denied. It didn't make it into the New Testament. It was translated out of the Old Testament of the original Hebrew tongue. Oh, I don't speak Hebrew. I'm an English man. Well, Mr. Gorbachev couldn't speak English, let's say, and when he come to America, did they change his name to Sam Brown? No, they didn't. He was still Mr. Gorbachev. When Mr. Clinton went over to Russia, did they change his name to Gorbachev? No. Boris Yeltsin? No. His name was still Willie Bill Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, names are transliterated. That means sound for sound to each language. But they translated, they took out, and the Bible says they would deny, they would forget, they would cover, and they would reject the true name and put in a false name that seemed right and deceive the whole world. And all the world through the ages would wonder after a name of blasphemy. Oh, but it's so wonderful, Pastor Fuddy. I've been in so many of these great, wonderful meetings. The power fell. I've heard people prophesy. I don't care about prophecy. And I do not care about they that prophesy. But I do care for those that prophesy truth. And prophesy things that come to pass. The Bible says, here's how you discern prophecy. If it don't come to pass, you know that that prophet has spoken presumptuously, thou shalt not fear him. Oh, how they sing like canaries. They prophesy like they are looking right in the face of Almighty God, and they know the very heartbeat of his heartbeat, but then they won't preach the word. They don't even speak his name. But every once in a while, they'll slip up and say, hallelujah. My heavens. Folks, are we going to stay in this fearful age of superstition, doubt, and fear, and turmoil, and confusion of Babylon? Are we going to come out and take the rejected name and wear it proudly, stand up for it, and declare it to all the world that the great name of Yahweh is a mighty tower, and the righteous will run into it and are safe, according to Proverbs 14 and 10? Whew, hallelujah. The age is getting hot. Let these things that most people fear come. Ladies and gentlemen, you better not worry about the things to come. You better be ready for when they do come, because you know they're coming. And it doesn't matter if you've gained the whole world and you don't have the revelation of truth in your soul. It ain't going to profit you nothing. You can dig the deepest hole ever was and bury yourself and hide yourself and wrap yourself in Federal Reserve notes. It ain't going to save you. It just makes the fire that much hotter, because them FRNs will burn like hell. And everybody trusted in them and been deceived by them or sold out. All these preachers, they love to fly in jets and big seasucker suits and big patent leather shoes, and they walk and talk with the best of them, and they rub shoulders with the heads of state and the presidents and know how they seem right. They need some prophets like Elijah that never combed his hair for 40 days, never took a bath probably for 40 days, too busy. You know what he's doing? Running from Jezebel. If you're spending more time running from Jezebel than you are waiting on the word, you're going to be like Elijah. You're going to be running in vain. When he got up to the cave, he finally got to where he thought he'd be safe. He found him a little cave, and he ran in there. And here come the storms, the wind, and the hail, and the rain, and the lightning, and earthquakes, and the thunder. And it really scared the living hell out of old Elijah. But then there was something that come to his understanding. Yahweh ain't in all that shaking. Ladies and gentlemen, you can bet one thing. Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are coming. It won't do you a bit of good if you escape all of them and lose your soul. You got to have the emblazed name in your forehead. You better put it on now and don't put it off. It's good to have everything. It's good to be prepared. It's good to get in a place of safety. It's good to run to the mountains like the Bible said. But it's better to be also ready than to be ready and not know him. Now, wouldn't that be a sad thing? You've done everything except find him. Seek ye first the kingdom. Get ready. I'm telling you, when you get the Holy Ghost, you ain't afraid of the world, and you ain't afraid of the devil, and you ain't afraid of what he can do or what he has done in the ages past, ages present, or the ages to come. You've got boldness in you that will make you stand up and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. These long-tongued lizards, these reptilians of Christianity. I'm not talking about the hidden societies. It's Christianity that deceives the very elect. If it's those that claim to be Christians and are not. It's those that claim to be true prophets and are nothing but false prophets. And they gather together the unsuspecting, the dumb, the blind, and they lead them to hell. And the Bible said if the blind follow the blind, oh yeah, they'll sell out for filthy lucre. They'll support a lie before they'll preach the truth. I found out early on, if you want to just get a big crowd, just preach a big shout and a hooping and a holler. Run up and swing on the rafters and play good on an instrument and sing like a canary and do some yodeling and prophesying and every once in a while utter some unknown tongue and you've got them hanging. But in the end, the judgment will say, truth or hanging, and you'll see a lot of people hanging because they didn't have the truth. It's the truth that's going to make you free. It's the truth. The only thing that you can get today is the truth. Buy the truth. Sell it not. And say, buy a lie. The world's going after a lie. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way, and many there be that go thereon to their death and destruction. They follow the pernicious ways of the world. They are perverted. They have a creature God. They've turned him into a three-headed God with a lot of names. Oh, it doesn't matter, Pastor Buddy. The name is not important. Well, the whole family in heaven and earth is in the name I'm going in. That to me is very important. My namesake is very important. I'm called by Yahweh's name. I've got his name emblazed in my mind, in my memory. If you don't believe it, you just come in my presence. You just look me in the eye. And if you can't see Yahweh in my life, then I'll go back to the cave and I won't come out until my eyes are a flame of fire and my voice is ringing with the truth and my conviction is ready not only to suffer but ready to die. Why? Because greater is he that is in me. I've got something in me I can't deny. I've got something in it burns in my bones like Jeremiah. All my bones shake with a revelation of truth. I've been sanctified. I've been glorified with a fire of tradition encounters. Oh, yeah, you run up on these traditional prophets, these prophets of Baal. I run up on them every day of my life, and they can't deny the Scripture. Well, now, my Bible said the Lord said and the God said this. And I said, well, let me ask you a sensible question for this age. We're in the 21st century, the age of enlightenment. People ain't going to have no excuse because the knowledge is here. The preachers are coming on the scene to preach his name. Witnesses all over this country are magnifying his great name and preaching it in the streets. I know we're not accepted in the churches. I had a brother that went out to a Seventh-day Adventist church, tried to preach him the true Sabbath. And to keep their own tradition, they wouldn't even hear him. The pastor come and said, you're causing trouble. You're talking to the brothers outside the church. You just leave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something about the Bible and these Pharisee hypocrites, these sorcerers, these demons, these lovers of the lie, these lovers of tradition, these whoredom preachers. Full well, they reject the commandments to keep their own tradition, and they won't get in. They stand in the door to hinder them that would. And so when you see one of the truth seekers getting hungry for the truth and a brother is sent to witness to him, here come the shepherd, the wolf in sheep's clothing. Here he'll come to defend the tradition and cast you out for his name's sake. Brother, you just keep on preaching. I know it's happened probably to everybody that's in the faith that's listening under the sound of my voice. You're hated, you're despised, you're rejected, you're cast out. You're the scum of the earth. But let me tell you this, in the kingdom to come, they will weep and you will rejoice. Why? Because it says, enter into the things that I prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Because you've kept the faith and you haven't denied my name. And as it says in Matthew 10:22, you shall be hated of all of the people for my name. Now, how is it that Christians hate you for the name? Well, let me tell you something. These big, powerful radio preachers, you know, I don't never listen to radio. It's a shame. I guess I ought to. I ain't got time. I'm either fast or praying or traveling or preaching. But I get reports of these false prophets that preach against the name of Yahweh. Let me tell you one thing. You will proceed no further. Yahweh will come for you at the midnight hour. And instead of saying, Hallelujah, you're going to say, Yah, help me. I have sinned. Like the blind prophet Balaam, as he was on his way to curse the children of Israel who called on the name of Yahweh. And Elijah said, if Yahweh is the king, if he's the eternal one, if he's the mighty one, if he's the father, serve him. But if these Baal prophets of Lord and God, if these are the true prophets, then you serve them and choose this day who you'll serve. You better get it online, friend. There ain't no neutrality in this field. You're either for him or against him. You're either hot or cold. You're on or off. You're in or out. You're up or down. You're up with Yahweh and down with every other name. Let me repeat that. You're up with Yahweh and down with every other name that it can't be written or read in the scriptures. You see, he didn't have a Greek Latin name. As the whore churches give him a Greek Latin name. Revelation 17 called her a whore. In Revelation 22, let me give you the scriptures here as we carry on tonight with the ages. And I haven't even, I'm just laying an introductory here. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got so much to tell you about the ages. I'm going to go back and prove to you ages past that there was an age before Adam. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, the Bible won't support that. Oh, yes, the Bible does. And we're going to show you in detail in part two. I will take up the message as my time has gone in introductory here tonight just on the fact of the three ages. Ages, not age past, but ages, it says. In the book of Ephesians, that in other ages, not in other age, like 5,000 years ago. Do you think that the earth is just 5,000 years ago? If you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona that I'd like to sell you. If you buy that, you'll buy anything. The Bible would tell you expressly that Adam was a replacement for something that existed before he did. And yet people read right over that. See, it's the way that the English Bible has been written. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, and the earth became dark and void. Not was. There was a process of time that the first earth age became dark through the fall of Satan and his angels as they come in. And Adam was just a replacement for all of the adultery, the sorcery, the confusion of Babylon as Satan came down here to do his work to kill, steal, and destroy in all the three ages. The ages of the past, not age, but ages of the past. We're going to prove that in a documentary evidence that there has been maps, stones dug up out of the earth that indicate, and the age factor was determined by carbon dating, by scientists who say they know what they're doing, that shows that they're at least 120 million years old. Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, now no Christian that could debate you on that because the earth is just 6,000 years ago. And I've heard those, all those debates. I've read all the literature. But ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that we've only had a 5,000 year approximately or 6,000 year approximately civilization of time and times past and ages past, and you don't believe that somebody lived prior to Adam, I believe you're in for a rude awakening. Evidently, you're going to fall for the serpent's lie who's trying to keep you ignorant, fearful, and superstitious, and fear. Where there's fear, there's torment. And where there's torment, there's Satan who come to kill you. You say, well, he's been good to me. Yeah, I know. He prospered the churches. Look at them. Stained glass, marble, palaces. Oh, man. Some of these ministries, they're the envy of the world. And oh, how they give the God that they serve the glory. But the Bible said, marvel not if the wicked prosper. It says the righteous will have many tribulations. And the Bible says that not many rich, not many noble will be called into the faith, but the poor, rich in faith, will be chosen. Well, I guess that's why he got me, just a poor old Tennessee plowboy, plowing the fields down here. Ever since I've been 6 or 7 years old, sitting on a disc iron, plowing in the fields, pulling up roots, literally out of the ground to make, break new ground, to plant crops, clean up the briars and the thistles and the thorns, earning my keep by the sweat of my face. My dad believed in the old-fashioned, you work or you don't eat. If you want a roof over your head, then you get out here and work. And I'm telling you, we went to work at 4 o'clock in the morning whether we could see or not. And that's how we worked. My dad was old-fashioned, and I'm so thankful. I didn't appreciate it back then as a young boy trying to think that I knew it all. I found out that everything he told me was correct. Work hard, love your Creator, and acknowledge Him in all that you do, and you'll not go wrong. That's the advice he gave me, and I've kept it from the day that he gave me that advice till this day. And I'm 70 years old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed of bag and bread. I've never seen Yahweh fail me. I've called on Him in a midnight hour. I've had officers come and arrest me that were killed going home after they arrested me and after they charged me. They were killed on the road, run over by a giant truck, never lived to turn their badges or the warrant that they had served on me for preaching Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you preach the truth and love the truth, you're going to be hated and despised. I was in Canada preaching. They closed my meeting down up there. There was another church that was above the little community center that I was renting. I was preaching the same message, and they came in and said I was preaching against their God. Well, I guess I was. That's what Elijah was doing on Mars Hill. He was preaching against their God, but he was proclaiming the universal King of all kings, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and end, the one that changes not, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, the one that came down in Exodus 3:14 and 15 and declared His name as a sovereign grace name for all the ages and the ages to come. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, my time is all come and gone tonight. I've enjoyed, I felt the anointing for this age. I hope you have. I hope that you purpose it in your heart to lay aside every little weight and sin and run this race with patience. I pray that you will continue to follow after holiness, without which no man shall see Him. Holiness meaning that you love Him with all your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. I'd like to give you a website tonight. It's PastorBuddy.net, www.PastorBuddy.net. Now, you can go up there and see what we're all about. We got a few articles posted. Later on, we'll have many audio messages for you in your convenience to listen in time. If you'd like to go to PastorBuddy.net, we've got several articles up there. You'll see the double rainbow witness that we had last month on the 11th and the 12th day of May, when we were keeping the second Passover right over the Passover site. This is true. It's posted right on the website in the photo section. Turn to the photo section. You'll see it. It's also at the bottom of the page of PastorBuddy.net. The double rainbow, as a witness, came right down. First one I'd ever seen. Never seen one before. I seen a inverted rainbow above our altar in Andrews, North Carolina, 6 or 7 years ago when we were there conducting the Passover service. There was a rainbow, a halo. It looked like a halo. It wasn't an arch rainbow from one point of the earth to the other like these were. They were two rainbows that had a witness. It came right down over the festival site when they lit the fire where the lamb was being roasted. We had two lambs on the fire. When they lit the fire, just as they lit the fire, the sky, which was cloudy and overcast, it opened up and the sunshine broke through, and there was the most beautiful double rainbow that came right down over the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Signs and wonders and miracles. Glory is Shekinah of the revelation of His truth is coming back in this age. And ladies and gentlemen, it is for certain that the ages to come, He'll remain the same forever, yesterday, today, and forever. He won't change. His name don't change. You may change His name. You may call on a false name. You may honor a false name. And you may say, well, the Lord loves everybody, but that's not true. You may say the Lord doesn't have respect of persons. That's not true. You say, well, it says that in the New Testament. It also says God so loved the world. But God don't love the world. He told you not to love it. And Yahweh has no respect to person. He has respect to persons. In other words, you got to choose. If you're on His side, He's for you. And if you're against Him, He's against you. So don't tell me He don't have respect to persons. He don't, as far as you coming toward Him, if you're one of His children. He won't cast you out. If you'll call upon Him, He'll answer you. If you draw near to Him, He's going to draw near to you. If you leave Him, He's going to leave you. If you forsake Him, He's going to forsake you. And that's as simple as I can make it. So you got to rightly divide the Scriptures. Don't get caught up in God loves everybody stuff. That's the devil. We are the world. And He loves everybody. You got another rude awakening coming if you believe that crap. He don't love the devil, the things of the devil, the things of the world, and the people of the world. Don't love that. He loves His children, His sheep, and to them He was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who He loves. My website, PastorBuddy.net. You can email me tonight at buddy@netcommander.com. That's lowercase buddy@netcommander.com. I very seldom give that for you, but if you've got access to a computer and you'd like to hook up, you'd like to send me an email, well, you can do so. That's buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, at netcommander, N-E-T-C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R.com. buddy@netcommander.com. If you like my website, it's pastorbuddy.net. That's all you need. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight, that's a Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box, 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. I'll give it to you again. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm Free White and 21. I'm on live tonight on WWCR around the world. And this is the 6th month and the 4th day. Ladies and gentlemen, June the 4th. Of 06, live, call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now, it's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or area code 423-626-2172. Now, you can email me, buddy, at netcommander.com, buddy@netcommander.com, or you can go to my website, that's pastorbuddy.net, and check us out online anytime. Well, many blessings to you around the radio listening network of the Mighty Voice, the jewel, the transmitter of the South. First class, none to compare. Shortwave, beyond. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the age of revelation. Coming to you exclusively on The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy on WWCR, brought to you by the efforts of those who love the name and support my ministry. Hold my hands up, put food on my table. I live strictly by faith. And without your help, I can't survive. But I know if He's for me, who can be against me? And if anybody's against me, that makes Yahweh want to work for me that much more. So If you love him, serve him. And if you don't love him, get out of the way. Either lead, follow, or get out of the way, because this Holy Ghost revival of the last days in this age is going to run roughshod over you. Now, the Bible said if this stone falls on you, it will grind you to powder. So, believe it and receive it. Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old time on the clock, the combined me here tonight, time has gone too fast. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Until then, may the blessings of Yahweh Shekinah be upon you.
Dixie, away, away, away down south.